Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 14:29, Johannesburg 11 up to 26, and Polokwane 12:22.
On the roads, Pretoria is experiencing a massive power outage, heavily affecting the traffic, especially in the CBD. And you can also expect delays due to an earlier accident seen on the N1 North near the N4 Emalahleni Highway exit.
In your sport headlines, the Springboks confirm home test against Italy and Georgia in 2025. And Pep Guardiola says that he didn't mean to make light of self-harm.
We start in Randfontein, where the Rand West municipality has confirmed reports of a tornado that hit the area and its surroundings a bit earlier today. Strong winds caused extensive damage to infrastructure. Mangaliso Kumalo has more.
Municipal officials are currently on the ground assessing the damage that was left by the storm. Some of the affected areas include Umphakathi Mall, Greenfield Estate and the Mohlakeng Township. So far, no reports of injuries have been received. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
On to other matters, Social Development Minister Sisisi Tolashe has admitted that the Social Security Agency's grant systems are vulnerable to fraud and asked for more time for an in-depth probe. Tolashe was hauled before the Portfolio Committee on Social Development last month after two first-year students revealed widespread fraud and a lack of adequate security on SASSA's digital systems. The minister briefed the media on the latest developments after presenting to members of parliament this afternoon. Officials were given 30 days to get to the bottom of the claims.
As we are taking this process forward, we are going to now be very aware and not be afraid to give you those facts on where exactly the gaps were and why is that we could not see the gaps.
Meanwhile, the Border Management Authority says it's monitoring the situation on the Mozambican side of the border following reports of protest action affecting the route between Risano Garcia, the border there, and the crossing also to Maputo Harbour. The protest has led to the partial closure of the road affecting the movement of trucks. BMA spokesperson is Meme Mohotsi.
The BMA officials are able to process pedestrians and small vehicles for movement in and out of Lebombo port of entry.
And staying with our neighbouring countries, in Namibia, the ruling party is said to be facing strong competition at the voting stations today. The country's vice president was among the first to vote. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah could become the party's first woman leader, even as her ruling SWAPO party faces the strongest challenge yet to its 34-year grip on power. And finally, the matric class of 2024 has expressed mixed feelings as the matric exams concluded today.
My exams was so very hard and easy at the same time. It was just a lot and draining going on.
I'm quite happy because, you know, I'm done with high school and I won't longer wake up in the morning going to school having to wear my school uniform.
After writing the exams, I felt so much relieved because the examination came with a lot of pressure.
The Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwagube, says the results will be announced in the second week of January. I'm Marlina Fouchier, net vir die hoofnuus die uur. Die Rand West Municipaliteit in Randfontein het bevestig dat 'n tornado die gebied vroeër vandag getref het.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock. It's the Jonas Brothers. Just like your exes in the room. This is the weekend.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On, on the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.